It's a song. 8 words. 4th word, the. 3rd word, small word. In, of, 7. What do you mean? Ah, I see. The 7th word is of. 3rd word, small word. On, if. It's if. No, before that, on. The 3rd word is on. Something, something, on the something, something, of something. 2nd word, eye lasers. Sauron. Cyclops.
No.
2nd word, glance. View. Observe. Oh, sounds like book. Look. The 2nd word is look. Don't look on the dark side of Mars. No? Don't look on the kitchen cabinet.
The Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2015 with Emma Newman.
At least Middleton's quietened down.
We should be ready to start the ritual very shortly, especially now he has an empty stomach.
Oh, about that, I might, hypothetically speaking, have been unable to cope with the noise and might have fed him some leaflets so I could get some sleep.
You didn't, Mum.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But the whole idea is to starve him so that he gets small enough to banish. I do hope it wasn't after midnight.
I thought that was the rule with gremlins.
It also applies to demons, pets and children, Mum.
I need something to cheer me up. Shall we hop into the time machine?
Very good, Mum. I'll bring the present that was delivered today. Here we are, Mum. A calling card this time.
Oh, yes. There's a Christmas tree on one side and on the other it says, "To Emma, Latimer and Pete, with very best wishes for safe time travels this Christmas season." And it's from the wonderful Natalie Delaney. Did I hear you mention a present earlier?
I do approve of the box. A silver and purple Ladurie macaroon box. But rather than fine food inside, there appears to be several gifts. I believe this one is for me. Ah, it's a 1963 recording of Dinner for One, the tale of Miss Sophie and her butler, James.
This one must be for me. Some tea time with Tom Hiddleston tea. Latimer, have I mentioned my fondness for Mr. Hiddleston often? I'm detecting a bit of a theme with my presence.
You may have mentioned him once or twice a day.
And there's something for Pete as well. It's a year's subscription to the Dairy Goat Journal, serving the dairy goat industry since 1916. How thoughtful.
Shall we return to the 12th of December, Mum?
Yes. Today's recommended book is profound, surreal, and sometimes sinister, which is what Christmas is all about. I'm talking, of course, about The Wind-Up Bird Chronicle by the incomparable Haruki Murakami. Now it's time for some festive cheer, I think. Little chickens! You have just listened to the 12th episode of the Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2015. For more Tea and Jeopardy, go to www.teaandjeopardy.com. And if you would like to become a member of the Order of the Sacred Teacup to support the show, go to www.patreon.com/teaandjeopardy.